الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يضلل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, by the grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, today is the day of Jumu'ah and it is also the day of Arafah. The 9th of Zulhijjah in the Islamic calendar is about the most virtuous day. Yawm Arafah is about the most virtuous day on the Islamic calendar. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed us today with the day of Arafah on the day of Jumu'ah. As if the floodgates of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy has opened up upon us. It is just for us that we try and receive and take this mercy and this blessings of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that the person who fasts on this 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward of fasting for one whole year. And Allah forgives the sins of an entire year. And Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins of the coming year as well. We are in the end of 1446. the month of Zulhijjah is the last month on the Islamic calendar. And next month we're going into Muharram 1447. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains that by fasting on this gunas, all our sins Allah forgives it. And also 1447, the gunas and the sins we're still going to commit, that also Allah forgives for this one fast in the year. This is such a great bargain, such a great bargain that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Ulama say that this is only through the barakat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the previous ummats, there was a day that was given as well. It was called Yawmi Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram, Yawmi Ashura. And Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salam was promised that anyone in his ummat who will fast on the 10th of Muharram, Allah will forgive 1 year's past sins of his. So this was blessed also to the ummat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of his blessings, Allah Ta'ala gave this one additional benefit, is that 1 year's past sins and 1 year's future sins all are forgiven because of this one fast that a person will keep. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, he says, I, that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all the Anbiya Alayhimus Salam before me, on the 9th of Zulhijjah, this is the dua and the zikr that is made. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, yuhi wa yumitu biyadihil khayru, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. What we know is the fourth kalima, what we learned in madrasa. The fourth kalima, this on this day, because it's the day of Jummah, together with the Durood Sharif that we are reciting, we'll recite this also. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu. Allah, there's nobody besides you. You are one. Kalima tawheed. There is no partner for you, Allah. For you is the kingdom and for you is all praise. You give life and you give death. And in your hand is all power. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has power over everything. So this is this beautiful day of Arafah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with today. And it is for us to try and take maximum benefit out of it. We are now moving towards the end of this day. And the end is always the best to leave it for the last. And the time between Asr and Maghrib is the most Mubarak time on this day. If we all can make intention, inshallah, to maybe sit in a masjid. It's a short time between Asr and Maghrib. We sit in a masjid, engage in dua, engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah ta'ala for our needs, for our needs of akhirat, for our needs of dunya. Anyway, this on this day of Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah, ulama-i-kiram say it was about 81 days before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gathered all the sahaba-i-kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the plains of Arafat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them. They said there were more than 100,000 sahaba-i-kiram radiallahu anhum that were present on that occasion. And it was the day of Jumu'ah, it was the day of Arafah, it was the month of Zulhijjah, it was the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gathering of so many hundreds of thousands of sahaba-i-kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum on that plain. Ulama say this was like the final advices the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to the ummah on this day. Like the final, the parting advices, because it was about 81 days before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. So in this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the sahaba-i-kiram radiallahu anhum, and he says to them, listen to me, and listen to me very, very attentively. For it's very possible that I may not be with you next year. Next year, in the coming year, I may not be anymore with you. And this was an ishara, it was an indication to show that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to leave this world. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them that why I am saying to you that you must lend an attentive ear to what I am saying. Because this message which I am passing on to you, you will have to take it and pass it on to the rest of the ummah. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started with different advices, which we'll go through inshallah one after the other. The first advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given was, he says, remember, just as you show respect to this day, to this month and to this place, the month of Zulhijjah, the day of Jumu'ah, the day of Arafah, and the place of Arafah, place of Makkah Mukarramah, these are all sacred and sanctified places. Similar is the sacredness and the respect that you should show to every single Muslim. Like you respect Makkah Mukarramah, like you respect the day of Arafah, like you respect the month of Zulhijjah, then you should respect every Muslim, because the sanctity and the sacredness of every Muslim is even greater than the sanctity and the sacredness of this day. Thereafter, on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And whilst making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, he stopped and he addressed the Kaaba, the Baytullah. Ma atyabaka, how wonderful you are, how wonderful you are. Ma atyaba rihuka, how beautiful is your fragrance. Speaking to the Kaaba Sharif, O Kaaba Sharif, how beautiful you are, how beautiful is your fragrance. But I take a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a Muslim, a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah, his respect is far greater than even your respect. Greater than the respect of the Kaaba Sharif is the respect and the honor of a Muslim. A Muslim's wealth, a Muslim's blood, a Muslim's respect, every one of us must respect. That we cannot just take a Muslim for a ride. And it happens so many times, you hear, person, you took a person, Muslim, for a ride, thousands of, hundreds of thousands of rands, you took him for a ride. That wealth of a Muslim and that izzat and that respect of a Muslim must be respected by every single person. And this was the advice that was given by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his farewell sermon. That respect every single person. And we must have this respect for any person, no matter who he is. Sometimes we will respect a person. Why? Because of his wealth. He may be a very wealthy person, so we all will respect him. Very rich person, he passed away, his janazah we'll all go for. Poor man passed away, we won't go for his janazah. But because he got iman in his heart, he deserves the respect of every single person. And we should respect every single person. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that we should respect him, no matter what his social standing is, what race he is from, what color he is. We respect him because he is a reciter of the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the first advice that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given, that show respect to every Muslim. The second advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given is, he declared and he said very clearly that riba and interest usury is haram. Allah Ta'ala has made this forbidden. That no Muslim should touch this, no Muslim should come close to this. And we should also bring this in our lives, that we can't come anywhere close to riba and interest. Our earnings must be 100% halal and pure. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَا وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah has destroyed riba, and Allah Ta'ala increases your sadaqat and your khairat, your spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an announcement, and he said that there is riba and there is interest that is outstanding to my uncle, Hazrat Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. All of that, I'm waving it off. Whoever is owing any kind of interest to my uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu, I've waved that off completely. And not only the interest amount, but the capital amount also is waived. I'm waiving it all out. So any person who is owing any money to my uncle Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then the interest and the capital amount that he's owing, all of it is waived, is made maaf. This announcement Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on the day of Arafah. We too should make this intention, inshallah. We don't get anywhere close to riba and interest. We try and earn a complete halal earning. And even if it means we eat a little bit less, we live in a simple house, but we earn and we live with halal. We don't earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آكِلَ الرِّبَى وَمُوكِلَهُ وَشَاهِدَهُ وَكَاتِبَهُ. That person who takes riba, that person who gives riba, that person who writes the contract of riba, that person who is a witness to that riba and interest, all of them are under the divine curse of Allah Ta'ala. Allah save us from being under His curse. Allah save us from being under His curse. A person has to take that bold step in his life that I've got nothing to do with riba and interest. I come out of this completely and I renew my ta'alluq and my relationship with my Rabb, with my Creator. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you're not going to do this, then be prepared to wage war against Allah Ta'ala. How can we ever wage war against Allah Ta'ala? Anybody has the courage to wage war against Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala is saying, if a person, he does not come out of this riba and interest and he continues boldly, brazenly in this year, then he is now waging war against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. Sometimes even in our accounts, the bank will keep on putting so small amounts of interest in our accounts. We must be particular about taking that out and giving it away. Giving it away with no niyat of even sawab or sadaqah. This must be out. My earnings must be 100% pure and clean. I must not put 1 cent of riba and interest into my stomach or into the stomach of my family and my children. So this was the second advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about with regards to riba and interest. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about our enemy, and that is shaitan. He said, beware of shaitan. Shaitan is our enemy, and he has promised that he will mislead us and he will take us all with him into Jahannam. So he has given up hope as far as big things are concerned. But be careful, when it comes to smaller things, he will try and mislead you in this regard. In the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. That shaitan is an enemy for you. Take him like an enemy. A person shouldn't take shaitan lightly, that he's our enemy, and we be very careful of him, that he'll always be trying to mislead us at different occasions. We be well aware of this, and we stay away from shaitan. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about the rights of women, and he said, It is known to everyone that you have rights over your woman. It is known to everyone that you have rights over your woman. But be rest assured that they also have rights over you. Just as you have rights over them, they also have rights over you. And be good and be kind to your woman, to your wives. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice this was, that a person should never ever be harsh or hard or bad or rude. He should treat her with kindness and with goodness. Be nice to her, be kind to her. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And live with them, but live with them nicely, with kindness. A person should never ever hit his wife. This is something that is so common amongst, in the community, that is heard every now and then. Physical abuse, or mental and emotional abuse. A person is sometimes hitting his wife. Now, which coward can pick up his hand and hit his wife? Which person can ever do this, that hit his wife? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his final sermon, he spoke on behalf of the women folk, that be nice to them, be kind to them. Don't ever pick up your hands and don't ever hit your wife. And then there's a second kind of abuse, which is called mental or emotional abuse. A person, he speaks to his wife, but he speaks to her in such a way that he abuses her mentally or emotionally. So words like this, he speaks to her. You know, I went to my friend's house. Should see the baking over there. Your baking comes nowhere close to her baking. How can we say a statement like this to her? How can we make her feel so low and make her feel so mean that we went somewhere else and we ate the food there was so nice and you can't cook anywhere like this? Or a person sometimes he says to his wife, you know, I should have rather married your sister. I can't understand how I ended up with a person like you. Now, he's not hitting her, but he's emotionally abusing her. Can you imagine how that woman must be feeling when her husband is talking to her in this way? You think she has any respect left? She has any izzat left? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up for the rights of women. That as a husband, remember, you have to be good, you have to be nice, you have to be kind to your wives. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this to the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you is the one who is best to his wives, and I am the best to my wives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed this practical example, how good and how kind and how nice he was to them. He's speaking his ways. In every way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed this kindness. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, and he spoke about the five pillars of Islam: Iman, Salah, Fasting, Zakat, and Hajj. These are the five pillars of Islam, and it is important for every Muslim to uphold these five pillars of Islam. By upholding the five pillars of Islam, we are upholding Islam itself. So this is another duty and responsibility on every one of us, that the five pillars of Islam, the shi'ar of Islam, the salient signs of Islam, we make it very, very clear and apparent for everyone to see. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave another very important advice, where he says, remember, all of you come from one man, that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So when you are from one man, then no person enjoys superiority over the next person. No Arab has superiority over a non-Arab. No white has superiority over a black. And no black has superiority over a white. Yes, if there is superiority that you enjoy over somebody else, it will be because of taqwa and because of piety, your righteousness, your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what will give you superiority over the next person. It is not our color, it's not our race, it's not our wealth, it's not which country we come from or which language we speak that will give us superiority over the next. And in this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chopped off the head of racism, he chopped off the head of xenophobia, that in Islam there's no such thing as racism. Before 94 we had seen that there was so much of racism. A white enjoyed superiority over a non-white. And how much of preference was given to the whites over the non-whites. And after 94 we saw the same racism in reverse. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this final sermon of his, he makes it quite clear that there is no superiority that any person will enjoy over the next. Yes, with taqwa and with piety, with righteousness, with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is how a person will gain superiority over the next person. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the day of Qiyamah. And he says, remember every one of you that is here, you will have to stand before Allah Ta'ala one day and answer for your deeds. And this is such an important advice for us to keep before us at all times. And we can't forget that one day we have to stand before Allah Ta'ala and we have to answer for our deeds. There's so many things that a person does in this world and he feels, no one is watching me. But wallah, Allah is watching us for everything we're doing. Every single thing we are doing, Allah Ta'ala is watching us. In the Quran Kareem, so beautifully Allah Ta'ala says, يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You can hide from people, you can't hide from Allah. You can hide from, we're doing things quietly, we're doing some wrong, sometimes it's zulm, sometimes it's evil, sometimes it's guna, sometimes it's sin, sometimes it's on the phone, sometimes it's in the corner of our room, and no one is watching us, Allah is watching us. And wallahi, on the day of Qiyamah, we have to stand before Allah and we have to answer for our deeds. So in this final sermon, in this farewell sermon, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam apprised us of this. Don't forget that one day we all have to stand before Allah Ta'ala and answer for our deeds. Thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, and he says that taraktu fikum amrain, I've left behind for you two things. I've left behind for you two things, and you can never ever go astray as long as you hold firmly onto these two things. And what is that? Quran and Sunnah. The Quran and the Sunnah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the direction of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. We don't have to look anywhere else for any direction in life. We'll get whatever direction and guidance we want from the Quran and from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we feel we'll get guidance from the media or from the social media. This will mislead us. It will take us in the wrong direction. Direction and hidayat, guidance we'll get from the Quran and from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَن تُضِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. You will never go astray as long as you hold firmly onto the Quran and to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this very clearly. He says, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى طَرِيقَةٍ بَيْضَى. I've left you on a clear path. I've left you on a clear path. لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا سَوَى. The night and the day is equal. A person, one friend of mine visited me recently. He was saying he went on a trail in the Drakensberg. He went on a trail in the Drakensberg. In the daytime, that path, that trail is very clear. You're walking, the path is clear. But if you get stuck in the trail at night, and you come walking on the trail at night, you can't see right, you can't see left. That night it's so dark, you can't even see the pathway in front of you. You don't know where the pathway is, because it's night time, it's so dark. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my sunnat and my tariqah which I have left for you, the day and the night is as clear as ever. It is like as if it's zawal time when the sun is out and you're walking, night is as clear as that. There's no ambiguity in the Quran and the Sunnah. Therefore, we should hold on to it, that whatever direction the Quran and the Sunnah gives us, we'll get proper hidayat and guidance from this. And thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, and he said, oh my Sahaba, there is one question that I want to ask you. And this question is, have I conveyed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to y'all? Have I conveyed the message of Allah ta'ala to y'all? 100,000 Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum are gathered there in Batn Urna, in this valley of Urna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing them and is asking them this question. Obviously, he was sent as a messenger, and a messenger will bring a message. And he's asking the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, have I conveyed this message of my Rabb to you? And the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, in one voice, they say it was like the sound of roaring thunder. They replied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma na'am, Allahumma na'am, Allahumma na'am, O Allah, definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed on this message that he was sent for, he has passed it on to us. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, he turned towards the skies and he pointed and he said, Allahumma ashhad, Allahumma ashhad, Allahumma ashhad, O Allah, you bear testimony to this, that I have conveyed your message to the ummah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Now remember that it is your responsibility, those of you that are here, take this message on to those who are not here. And it is the duty of every Muslim till the day of Qiyamah, that this message of Islam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to pass it on to the rest of the ummah. Every one of us that are here, it's our duty, our responsibility. In whichever way possible we can do it, we pass on this message of Islam and deen. Easy, very simple, easy ways, we join the Tabligh Jamaat effort. Tabligh Jamaat effort goes door to door, house to house, they go calling the people to the masjid, calling the people to Allah Ta'ala. And in this way we can convey the message of deen to the entire ummah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.